kind of a tough one there, and that was combination of a couple of things for you guys tonight. I think just not hitting your shots early on, and a tough night on the defensive end.
It was a tough night on the defensive end. They knocked down a lot of shots early and caught us, trying to get back into a matchup situation. And, you know, you can look back at it and probably question some things and, you know, think a ton of things that we could have done differently. But, you know, when one team comes out and shoots the ball the way that they did and we shot the ball like we did, you know, it doesn't make for, you know, a lot of good nights. But nonetheless, you know, our guys battled until the last second went off the clock, and that's all you could ask for. And, you know, sometimes things aren't going to go your way, but how you respond to that adversity says a lot about you, and our guys showed a lot of class and a lot of character tonight.
Yeah, well, class is probably the perfect word there. They kept their composure throughout the game there, and they took some lumps along the way, and Parker Vogelmore, one of those, he battled all night, threw a lot of contact. Fourth quarter, they didn't call some of those things, but, boy, he hit the deck hard. I didn't know if he was going to come back in the game, and he did, and he still played hard there to the end coming back.
He did. That kid works his butt off, and he never lets up. So, you know, even when he went down, I thought he hit his head, but he didn't. So he was wanting to go back in there, and he was good to go. He works hard. He works extremely hard, you know, being a kid who – you know, coming into high school, if you would have said, hey, you're going to be our starting post player as a senior, he would have laughed at you because, you know, that's how much work he's put in the weight room, and it's really paid off for him. And, you know, we just struggled shooting the ball tonight. We didn't get going early, and they had a big part of that. You know, they rattled us with their pressure, and, you know, we weren't making right reads with back cuts and such. So got to do some of those little things better. But, again, you know, we kept grinding until the end.
I think you had to feel like it was a great opportunity for you guys. And one thing, really, in the first two games, even in the second meeting, that you went to the game foul line a lot in the overtime, you weren't able to get to the foul line much in regulation the first two games, and you definitely did that tonight.
Yeah, we did. Because, of course, we started attacking the basket, you know, probably earlier than what we did in those other two games just because of what the score was. So they do a good job, I guess, of playing off the body, and they don't foul much. So. We had to initiate some of that contact because they play really good defense, I guess. And, you know, things happen, and it was going to be a really, really tough win. I thought they came out with a lot of defensive intensity, and I think our guys matched it, except for we lost some guys in transition, and they you know, it was 10-2 before we knew what happened. And, you know, that was really the tone setter. And, you know, we were able to cut it back to 6 at the end of the half, and then came out and gave up a couple more shots, you know, right away. And we just didn't finish underneath the way that we needed to. But, you know, things like that happen. Yeah. You can't control those things. You can only control the effort that you show up to the game with. And you know, I'll take our guys any day of the week.
You know, anything for Hugoton, players, anybody step up, it really wasn't Monty. You know, you guys contained him pretty good tonight. He had 12. And they didn't have 5 players in double figures. Lewis was contained after that big first quarter there. Same with Maribel. He had all of his points in the second half. But it was really some of their bench players, Sawyer Harper and Fernando Luda. Those were the big ones that were probably the difference tonight.
Yeah, Sawyer got off on us a couple times and got some wide open looks and knocked him down. But that kid, you know, for a sophomore, he's extremely athletic and attacks the basket well. And, you know, if he starts getting that pull-up jump shot to go with it, you know, he's going to be a guy to really watch, you know, in the next couple of years. You know, that some of those guys got their points towards the end when we were pressing and got overextended out on the edges, and they got layups. So, but, yeah, you know, their team played well. They're a tough matchup for a lot of teams. And, you know, they move the ball well. They pass and cut. And, you know, I thought we did a little too much standing around tonight and not reacting to situations. We were just kind of on our heels a little bit, but you know, we kept battling and just came up a little short.
Well, you're going to lose 4 quality seniors, high character seniors here, and with Parker Vogelmore, talked a little bit about him, and also Joe Evans as well, also Jaron Burning and Marshall Froh. 4 high character seniors that definitely, they were very good leaders for you guys this year, and even in some tough times throughout the season.
Yeah, those guys are great. You know, just getting to talk to them in the locker room just a little bit before coming up here, you know, I wanted to be the first one to say thank you to those guys because, I mean, they made practice so much fun, you know, and not just the seniors, but the seniors are your leaders. Basketball season can be a grind, and you know, if you go through a slump, it can really be a grind. It's a long season. You tend to get on each other's nerves every once in a while, and we didn't have that at all. I mean, I'd take coaching these guys forever and ever as long as they let me keep coaching because they are such a pleasant group to be around. And, you know, they're a little quirky every once in a while, and they're probably not completely focused, but they make it so much fun, you know, and we're going to miss those guys for sure.
Oh, absolutely. and just being around him. I echo those sentiments to Coach Brian Gentry joining me here post-game. Thanks, as always, all season long, Coach, for access with your team. They're a fun group to follow all year, and we'll see you probably in the springtime here.
All right. Thanks, Adam. Thanks for everything that you do.